So let's go through the survey that we did of the investigators and the docs in practice and attendees. And we started out with a case. Actually, we asked Matt Gubins, who was moderating the meeting, to come up with cases from his own practice that fit into certain categories. And of course, one we wanted was a patient with a targetable mutation who had potentially stereotactic lesions that could be approached with stereotactic therapy. So he came up with a man in his 50s, metastatic adeno, the lung with EGFR19 deletion mutation, mediastinal nodes, pleura and liver, so significant systemic disease, but three asymptomatic sub-centimeter lesions in the left hemisphere of the brain. And we actually had the images there for everybody to take a look at. So the question is, these look like they would be amenable to something like stereotactic. Do you do stereotactic or do you go with systemic therapy? And the most common answer given by the audience was to start osimertinib in that patient and then just repeat the MRI in 4 weeks. But there was a small number, about 15-20%, who would go with some kind of stereotactic surgery. The eight investigators, you know, we ask people what they do, and if they all say they do the same thing, we call that a consensus. And that's exactly what they do. Can you talk a little bit about how you would approach a patient like this?
I think whenever you have CNS metastases and a large burden of systemic disease, you're really talking about competing risks. And if this patient has asymptomatic brain metastases, but a large burden of systemic disease, really the burden is on the patient in the systemic disease side. And so we really want to focus on that. Now, we have the added advantage in this particular situation that osimertinib can be terribly effective in the CNS. So I think we're going to give a drug that covers everything. But I would say that even if this patient didn't have an oncogene-driven cancer, I would probably start with chemotherapy, for instance, because of the systemic disease being the significant burden, the small brain metastases being a real issue, but one we can monitor as we go forward.
I'm curious, in the days when we gave chemo alone, just kidding, but it almost seems like that, what is the response rate to chemo in the brain?
I think the chemo response rate, in my estimation, is about 2/3 of what the systemic response rate is. So if, you know, say carbo-pem has a 30% response rate, we probably have a 20% response rate in the CNS.